Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Curtain Time!
The makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. The gay summer crowd is here tonight to greet the new play. And as usual at an opening night, here is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, tonight's play, I hear, is about newspaper men.
Yes, John, and it's also about love. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're so settled, let's glance at the program. Harry Elder, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Deadline for Love. Mr. Elders plays the part of Jeff Lansing. And with Nana Sargent on vacation, Miss Doris Grundy plays the supporting role of Susan Winters.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first
Curtain
act
time.
Of Deadline for Love. The scene is the office of Fred Winters, managing editor of the Morning Star. At the moment, Mr. Winters is speaking over the telephone. The tone of his voice suggests he's not very happy.
Kelly, I don't know what you're using for brains. The biggest story of the year breaks, and the journal's on the street with it before we even hear about it. Now, don't argue with me. You're city editor of this paper. You're supposed to know about these things when they happen. Where the devil is Lansing? Oh, that's just Ducky, chasing fire engines. What's the matter? Haven't you got any cubs down there anymore? Well, you listen to me, Kelly. If anything like this happens again, you'll be back on the copy desk. Of all the incompetent blunderings, I ought to fire that guy.
Hi, Dad. Busy?
Huh? Oh, Susan, come in, come in.
Why, Dad, you're looking positively purple.
Oh, it's that fool city editor.
What's Kelly done now?
Nothing. That's what's the matter.
Dear me, you do have your troubles, don't you?
Susan, Gordon Revere, one of the biggest men in Wall Street, was murdered last night. And the Journal had an extra on the street before Kelly even knew about it.
Oh, sure. I read about it this morning.
In the Journal?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, anybody think I was running a sideshow instead of a newspaper?
Now, Dad, what's one little murder in a whole lifetime?
What's
It'll
what?
All be forgotten in a couple of days anyway.
I know that, but it's a principle thing.
Oh, Dad, I've got something to show you.
Huh?
I was going to show it to you this morning, but you were gone before I got up.
What is it?
Look.
Well, what's it supposed to be?
A ring, silly.
Oh, well, very pretty. Where'd you get it?
From Peter Reynolds.
Oh, well, that's Peter Reynolds?
Mm-hmm. We're engaged.
Not Peter Reynolds the third.
The same.
Oh, no. It can't be so.
And why not?
Susan, you're not serious. You don't really mean it.
I certainly do.
You can't mean you're going to marry that stuffed shirt?
He's not a stuffed shirt. He's nice.
Oh, this is too much. My daughter, my own flesh and blood, marrying a man like Peter Reynolds.
Dad, you don't seem to understand. We're in love.
You don't know what love is.
Nevertheless, I'm going to marry him.
Susan, be reasonable, please.
You're the one who's not being reasonable.
But don't you see? You're all I've got left.
Oh, Dad.
I can't stand by and watch you throw your life away.
Dad, what have you got against Peter?
He's not your type, Sue. He's smug, egotistical, high-hat.
You haven't even tried to understand him.
I know what he's like by just looking at him.
I'm sorry, Dad. I was hoping this wouldn't happen.
Susie, I'm a lot older than you. I've seen too many women's lives ruined by men like Reynolds.
It's no use, Dad. My mind's made up. We're going to be married the day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow?
Yes, and I hope you change your mind about Peter by then.
Susie, wait. Oh, she thinks I'm going to give up that easily, does she? Well, we'll see about that. Hello, give me the city desk man. I'll show her a thing or two. Hello, Kelly. Listen, Kelly, is Jeff Lansing down there now? Well, send him up to my office as soon as he gets back. I've got an assignment for him. Yes, sirree, a very special assignment.
Send for me, Mr. Winters?
Oh, Lansing. Come in, come in.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Take a load off your feet.
Oh, thanks.
That's the stuff, my boy. Make yourself at home.
Have a cigar.
Well, I... Okay, thanks.
Fine. Now, Jeff.
Kelly tells me you've got an assignment for me.
Well, yes, you might call it that. Although it's not really an assignment in the strictest sense of the word, that is.
Oh?
It's rather unorthodox. You met my daughter, haven't you?
Susan?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I've seen her around a few times.
Good.
But we've never been formally introduced. I don't think she even knows I exist.
Jeff, in a way, this assignment has to do with her.
It has?
Young man, I may as well begin by laying my cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is going to be married the day after tomorrow.
Oh?
To Peter Reynolds, the third.
The son of the big shot banker?
Mm-hmm. Ever meet him?
Well, just once. I interviewed him a couple of years ago.
What do you think of him?
Well, as far as I know...
Give it to me straight, Jeff. Never mind the hearts and flowers.
Okay. He's a jerk.
Those are exactly my sentiments.
I gather you don't approve of this match.
I do not. And that's why you're going to break it up.
Oh, that's all... Break it up? Me?
That's your assignment, Jeff. Don't let that marriage take place.
Oh, but I can't do that. I've never...
What's the matter? Is it too tough?
Well, no, but for God's sake, I...
Good. Then I can count on you.
Well, Cupid's going to hate me.
Maybe so. But this just might happen to help swell that paycheck of yours a little.
Oh, well, since you put it that way, when do I start?
The sooner the better.
How much time did you say I had?
Until the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow?
I said it was going to be a tough assignment, but you can do it.
I'll do my best, Chief.
Jeff, there's some things about being a father that you... Well, that are hard to understand.
Oh, sure, sure.
There's only one thing in the world that matters to me now. Susan's happiness. She means an awful lot to me, Jeff.
I understand.
I don't think you do. Well, not yet, anyway. But someday...
Well, I guess I better get started. Any ideas on how I should go about it?
None whatsoever.
Well, that's encouraging. I suppose the first thing to do is find her.
Mm-hmm. She might be at our apartment. And, by the way, Jeff...
Yeah?
Try to stay within the law as much as possible.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Miss Susan Winters, please.
This is Miss Winters?
This is Mr. Reynolds' secretary.
Yes?
I'm trying to locate Mr. Reynolds. Can you possibly inform me as to his whereabouts? Very important.
Well, he's not here. I'm expecting him, though.
Mm. Well, can you tell me how soon you expect him?
He's probably on his way over here right now.
Oh, well, thank you very much. When he comes, would you ask him to call his office?
Certainly. I'd be glad to.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, on his way over, is he? Well, my dear Miss Winters, you don't know it yet. But tonight you are going to be engaged to two men, you lucky girl.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elder. And now, John Weigel.
No matter where we live or what we particularly enjoy doing in our spare time, there are some little treats that all of us enjoy. Treats like the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar, for example. You begin to enjoy a Snickers bar the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Altogether, it is the combination of the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanut, and soft nougat that makes every bite of a Snickers bar such a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
So,
curtain time.
There's the call for the second act of Deadline for Love, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. When Fred Winters found out that his daughter Susan was engaged to marry Peter Reynolds III, of whom he doesn't approve, he decided to give Jeff Lansing, a young reporter, the job of breaking up the romance. Well, it's now a few minutes after the close of Act One. Jeff is at the door of the Winters apartment.
Hello.
Why, hello.
Mind if I come in?
Well,
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention it.
Nice, cozy little apartment.
We like it. And now that that's all straightened out...
Mind if I sit down?
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Thanks.
I only live here.
That's what I like. A nice, comfortable, easy chair.
Would I seem too presumptuous if I ask who you are?
No, not at all. Lansing's the name. Jeff Lansing.
How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a feeling I've seen you before.
Oh, come now, Susie. You can be more original than that.
Well, of all the... See here, mister, whatever your name is.
Jeff, remember?
I regret that I must terminate this lovely conversation so abruptly.
Well, then don't.
It happens to be that I'm about to go out. So if you'll please state your business.
Have a date?
Yes. Is any concern of yours?
With Peter Reynolds III, I presume?
Well, how do you know?
Nope, I can't see it. Can't see it at all.
You can't see what?
You should be able to do better than that.
Why, you get out.
Well, I must say you aren't a very sociable hostess.
If you don't leave this minute, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't I?
No, Peter might not understand.
Peter happens to be a very understanding person.
About the men he finds you with alone?
Why, I hate you.
So soon?
Yes.
Oh, I thought people didn't hate each other until after they got married.
You get out of here.
My dear Miss Winters, you're raising your voice.
I'm going to count three, and if you're not...
Oh, Susie, have a heart.
The very idea.
You only knew how much you mean to me.
I bet.
From the moment I saw you, I knew there could never be anyone else in my life.
Who put you up to this? My father?
Why, Susie...
Because if he did, you can go right back and tell him I haven't changed my mind.
Oh, now, look, why can't we just be calm and talk this over?
Very well. Seeing you won't go, I'm calling the police.
You know, I think you would.
Just watch and see.
Okay, I'm going.
That's better.
All I can say is you're making a big mistake.
I'm sure I'll be able to survive.
But don't think you've seen the last of me.
I can hope so, can't I?
See, you've got pretty eyes.
Here's your hat, Mr. Lansing.
Cute little upturned nose, too.
Goodbye, Mr. Lansing.
Oh, well. Hey, who's that?
Probably my fiancé.
Oh, but I can't let him see me here.
And why not?
He might not understand. He might take a poke at me. Look, stall him until I can get out of here with
him. But I can't do a thing like...
I'll hide in the kitchen until he's gone.
Well, of all the... Oh, dear. Now what am I going to do? Just a minute. Why, Peter.
Hello, darling. You ready?
Why, no. Look, Peter, why don't you take a walk around the block?
Around the block? What for?
I really should change my dress.
Oh, nonsense. It looks swell.
But it's just an old rag.
Oh. Well, if you insist, I'll wait.
Oh, no. I mean, well, it might take a long time, maybe hours.
But
I wouldn't want you to sit in a stuffy old apartment all that time.
Susan, something the matter?
Why, no. What makes you say that?
You seem to be acting so strange, as though you were trying to get rid of me.
Why, Peter, what in the world ever gave you that idea?
Well, from the way you're acting, I...
Oh, darling.
Oh, dear.
What? Who's that?
Where'd you say you put the ice cube, Fred?
Oh,
I didn't know anyone was here.
Do I know you?
Look, Peter.
Say, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are
Look,
you...
Look, Bud, if you're a friend of my fiancée's...
Oh. Did you say your fiancée?
Peter, if you'll just let me explain...
Well, yes. Some explanation does seem to be in order.
Seems to me you'd better do some explaining yourself, Junior. Who are you?
Why, I'm Peter Reynolds III.
You mean there are three like you?
Oh, Peter, this man forced his way into my apartment.
Oh, why, Susie, how can you say such a thing? And just after we'd become engaged.
Engaged?
Peter, don't listen to him. He's lying.
But, Susan, what do you want me to do? I find this man hiding
but
here.
But he forced his way in.
Listen, Reynolds, I've got a feeling I'm going to bust all three of you in the nose.
Why, you...
You know, I'm beginning to get the feeling I've been two-timed.
You've been two-timed.
Please stop shouting, both of you, and let me explain.
Susan, I think I've heard enough. Just what do you take me for, anyway?
Don't answer that.
I'm sorry, Susan, but I'm afraid you can consider our engagement ended. Goodbye.
But, Peter...
That's great, Jeff. What'd he do then?
I slammed the door and left in a huff.
Jeff, you're a
a genius. Yes, sir, a genius.
Yeah.
And all it took was 2 hours.
Sure. I came through all right, Mr. Winters.
My boy, what's the matter? You don't look very happy.
I'm not.
You're not? But why?
Should have seen how she cried her eyes out after he left.
Oh, nonsense. She'll get over it. Before you know it, she'll be thanking us for it.
I know, but I feel like such a heel. Besides, you're going to have a tough time convincing her of that.
Oh, of course, but then...
I think she knows you engineered the whole thing.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe I better leave town for a couple of days. Susan has quite a temper, you know. Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Hello, Dad?
Oh, Susan.
Uh-oh.
I just called to let you know your plan didn't work.
My plan? What plan?
You can drop the act now, Dad. I know all about it. And you can tell that friend of yours he'll have to think of something better next time.
No, Susan.
Peter understands everything perfectly.
Now, before you do anything rash...
Oh, and by the way, I'm at the railroad station now.
Railroad station?
Uh-huh. My train leaves in 5 minutes.
But where are you going?
To Niagara Falls. Peter and I are going there to be married.
Is he there in the railroad station, too?
He has some business to attend to first, then he's going to follow by plane.
Now, Susan...
I'm sorry you couldn't see things my way, Dad. But I love Peter, and nothing is going to stand in the way of our happiness.
But, Susan...
Goodbye, Dad. It's almost train time. Wish me luck.
Look, dear, for my sake...
See you in a couple weeks, Dad. Goodbye.
Sue! Of all this stubborn, inconsiderate, ungrateful... Susan's eloping with Reynolds.
She is.
She's at the station now. We haven't got a chance of stopping her.
Well... Can't say we didn't try.
Say, wait a minute. She said something about Reynolds not going with her.
Well, that's a new angle.
He's got some business to take care of and is going to follow by plane, which means you can still catch him.
Oh, but what good will that do?
Jeff, get over to Reynolds' hotel right away. He lives at the Sheraton and stop.
Oh, but how?
I don't know how. Just don't let this marriage take place.
Oh, here it is, 510. I'll just...
Don't hand me that, Reynolds.
Oh, what's this?
I told you you would get it.
When? That's what I want to know.
Sounds interesting.
You'll get it just as soon as the bonds clear the banks, a couple of days at the most.
I still say it looks fishy, and it's your plan across me.
Why would I want to do that?
How come you got your stuff all packed?
I told you, I'm going to Niagara Falls.
Oh, lambing out, huh?
No. I'm going there to get married.
Don't give me that, Reynolds. I want my dough now.
Nice guy.
Say, keep your voice down. Somebody will hear you.
Listen, you promised me $10,000 for knocking off that Revere guy.
I know it.
Hey.
Well, the job's done, and I still ain't seen no dough.
Look, if you'll try to get it through that thick head of yours...
Hey, what's that? I heard something.
Oh, you're imagining things.
Yeah? Well, I ain't taking no chances.
Hey, the idea of the gun.
You stay right where you are. I'm going to take a look.
Huh? Well.
Look, I can... Would you care to contribute something to a worthy cause?
Inside, punk.
Oh, but I just...
Shut up and do like I say. Your little baby here's gonna start barking.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtaintime play, starring Harry Elder, here is... John Weigel. All over the country, tomorrow afternoon, candy lovers of all ages will stop for a moment to relax with the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in the refrigerator. For a chilled Snickers bar is a traditional summer treat. With each enjoyable bite of a chilled Snickers bar, you taste the rare combination of a thick coating of crisp, cold milk chocolate. A cool layer of creamy golden caramel packed with whole freshly roasted peanuts. And a luscious snow-white nougat center that is delightfully cold and abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a chilled Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. Curtain time. There's the call for the third act of Deadline for Love.
brought to you by the makers of Snickers. When Jeff Lansing went to Peter Reynolds' hotel room to persuade him not to marry Susan Winters, he overheard an interesting conversation. But he was caught and forced to enter the room at the point of a gun. Well, now, a few minutes later, Jeff waits while Reynolds and his gangster associates decide what to do next.
I tell you, this guy heard what we were saying, Reynolds.
Keep quiet, Vance, and let me think.
Nobody can keep that quiet.
We gotta rub him out. Ain't nothing else to do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
We can't take no chances. Maybe he didn't hear us, and maybe he did.
You're right, Vance.
Okay, we give him the work.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're speaking of the life I love.
Now, here's what we do, Reynolds.
Yes?
It'll be getting dark pretty soon.
Looks pretty dark right now.
Well, when it does, we take this nosy news hound out the back way. You get the car out and bring it around back.
But suppose someone knows he came here.
Yeah, suppose...
We'll have to risk it. If the cops come around asking questions, we ain't seen him.
Very well. We'll take him up the old mill road.
Check. So now all we gotta do is relax and wait.
You mean I should relax?
No, Buster. You just wait. How far did you say this place was, Reynolds?
About 10 miles out of town. Turn left at the next crossroads.
Well, look, fellas, you're making a big mistake.
You're the one who made the mistake.
But I tell you what...
Hey, hear that, Reynolds?
Sounds like a police siren.
That's just what it is.
Slow down, you fool. Maybe they're chasing someone else.
Don't kid yourself.
But how can they know what we're doing?
I ain't waiting around to find out. Hey, they're getting at us.
Come on, coppers.
Can't you get any more speed out of this thing?
I got it to the floorboard now. Our only chance is to try to lose them. Hang on, I'm going to take this corner.
We almost turned over.
Are they still coming?
Yes, they just turned the corner.
Oh, boy, if they'll just...
When they get close enough, start blasting. It's our only chance. Vance,
look out. You'll never make this curve.
Well, I'm sure going to try.
Vance, don't. You'll never make it. Vance!
Just lie back and take it easy.
Who are you? An angel?
Don't you remember? I'm Susan Winters.
But what happened?
You were in an accident, and now you're in the hospital.
Hey, what happened to Reynolds and Vance?
Vance was killed.
Oh?
And the police have got Peter.
How about me? Am I all in one piece?
You're getting along very well.
Maybe so, but... I feel as though I've been dragged through a knothole.
I guess you have.
Well, I'm glad to see you awake, my boy. How's the head?
I feel a little groggy, Mr. Winters. My arm hurts like mad and my head...
The doctor says he'll be as good as new in no time at all, Dad.
Great, great.
Sure lucky I jumped clear before we hit.
Jeff, we scooped the country with this one. Reynolds confessed everything. And we had an extra on the street 2 hours after it happened.
Huh. Was Reynolds hurt?
Not a scratch. The police have got him booked for murder.
Look, I'm a little foggy on some of the details.
Well, Reynolds and Vance were working a phony stock swindle.
Yeah.
They'd issue false certificates that weren't worth the paper they were printed on.
Oh, I see.
But Gordon Revere, the Wall Street broker, got wise and threatened to expose them.
And that's why Reynolds had Vance knock off for
this. Right, my boy.
But, Chief, how did you know about this in time to put the police on our trail? I didn't know a thing about it until I listened at the door.
I told the police, Jeff.
You?
Yes.
But I thought you were on your way to Niagara Falls.
I was. But after I phoned Dad, I got to thinking and decided I was doing the wrong thing.
Smart kid.
So I went to tell Peter. And just as I got off the elevator, I saw the two of them shoving you toward the stairs.
You did? Well, I didn't see you.
I just caught a glimpse of the three of you. I didn't know what was happening, but it looked awfully suspicious.
And then?
I took the elevator down and went to the back of the hotel. I had a hunch that was where they were taking
me. Well, you were taking an awful chance, my dear.
Sure. If they'd spotted you, you'd have been in the same boat with me.
But there wasn't anything else I could do.
Well, what happened after you went out in the alley?
I took down the license number of Peter's car and waited in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you came down, I heard Vance say you were about to take the last ride you'd ever take.
That I remember.
Well, that made me feel kind of weak. But I managed to call the police and gave them the license number.
Oh, gosh. If it hadn't been for you, I'd be a dead duck.
Oh, it wasn't anything I wouldn't do for any other duck.
Here, I thought you were doing it because... Well, because... Oh, my head.
Hey, he's had a relapse.
No, he hasn't. Here, lie back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my hand on your forehead.
Feel any better now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's all right, I'll run along.
Go ahead, Dad.
I've got a newspaper to get out, and I'll see you later.
So long, Chief.
Goodbye, Dad.
Your dad. Well, he's a great guy.
I know it. And I should have followed his advice in the first place.
I'm sort of glad you didn't.
Oh? Why?
Well, if you had, I might never have gotten acquainted with you.
Still mad?
Why, no. Why should I be?
Well, you threw me out of your apartment once, remember?
Oh, yes, but you were awfully rude.
Say, Susie.
Yes?
You know something?
What?
If I didn't have this arm of mine in a sling, I'd...
With what?
I'd put it around you and kiss you like this.
Oh, Jeff.
That was for saving my life.
And, this?
This is for being so darn beautiful.
Oh, Susan, I forgot to... Well, I'll be. Now, who am I going to get to break up this?
The curtain falls on the last act called Deadline for Love. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Jeff Lansing, supported by Doris Grundy as Susan Winters. Others in the cast were Michael Romano, Maurice Copeland, and George Caesar. The script was by Roger Isis. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Here is Harry Elders with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next Saturday, Nanette Sargent will be back from her vacation and will take the part of a Hollywood actress.
And what about you?
Oh, I just go along for the ride. You see, in case you don't get it, the play's called Hollywood Hayride.
Well, I'm glad you told me. Thanks and good night, Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the Merchandise Mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is it.